to Stars, Stones, and Stories. I am your host, Rama, and together we are weaving ancient future wisdom as we birth the new earth. If you're into astrology, cosmology, living mythology, earth-based spirituality, and ancestral healing, you are home. If you've stumbled upon this podcast and are new to these topics, this is Sovereign Sanctuary to expand and deepen your wisdom. As a cosmic priestess, I witness many at the threshold of great transformation. I specialize in astrological divination, sacred site activations, and priestess arts for the Aquarian Age. You may learn more about my work and budding mystery school at earthseedtemplearts.com or follow Earthseed Temple Arts on Instagram. This community is your opportunity to claim your story, your unique identity and power, knowing that you are the hero of your own journey. You are a hologram for the collective, and you matter. The world needs your gifts and creativity now, more than ever. Crystallize your medicine. O great ancient ones, great ancestors, we call to you. May you hear the voices of your descendants traversing through time and space. We humbly ask for your support, your wise medicine ways, and your genius solutions in these times. Dear ancestors, we wish to partner with you, for we know we cannot do this alone. As we traverse the mystery, we ask that you, our starry ancestors, are with us each breath of the way. May we have clarity of mind and crystalline vision to see through the dark. May we walk our paths of high holy truth, as that is what is needed now more than ever. And so it is. Welcome. Welcome, evolving one. Welcome, beautiful, beautiful time traveler. We are here immersed within one of the most powerful times of year, as we are in the midst of an eclipse portal. And the Libra full moon lunar eclipse is waning, yet we are still feeling the magnetism and the pull of this eclipse. Anytime we have an eclipse, it is like picking up a thread in the fabric of time and the fabric of our lives. And there is a desire, a draw, a need for recalibration, for dissolving, for death, for loss, for letting go, so that you can create a space of the void for new seeds and new growth to emerge. In many ways, we have been in this first eclipse portal of 2024 since the Pisces new moon in early March. And we will not officially exit this eclipse portal until the Taurus new moon in early May. So this is a two-month long eclipse season. And eclipses are here to bring in truth and to also simultaneously disrupt time. The nodes of the moon have a distinct connection to a cosmic dragon that is the mother of all serpents. And as you most likely know, we are immersed here in this year of the dragon. The south node, known as Ketu, is the descending node indicated by the moon's path from a northerly to southerly celestial latitude. And Ketu, as The dragon's tail shows one the path of karma, your gifts, and the shadow in challenges and promise. The south node has a frequency of familiarity, and one can tailspin in this vortex of what is comfortable. Therefore, this node often symbolizes in our own natal charts the path of least resistance. The south node speaks to the memories of previous incarnations and talents that have been carried over, and how you may utilize and apply their knowledge and skills. The south node is a reservoir of resources and bears a connection to the Akashic records. The symbol of Rahu and Ketu is the serpent and represents the Kundalini Shakti power. A serpent is a snake or a dragon known for its ability to shed skin, to emulate the cycles of regeneration through life, death, and rebirth. And the cosmic dragon is the archetypal symbol that reflects a series of massive births, death, and renewal. And as we look to the north node, this is Rahu. This is the dragon's head. This is the path of Dharma and destiny. This is the path of falling until you fly, stepping into the unknown and pushing beyond your comfort zone. And in our current astrology, we have the north node in Aries and the south node in Libra. And the nodes of fate have been in these signs respectively since July of 2023, and we're journeying with them in this special form of frequency for the next 18 months from that July of 2023. And these eclipses are doorways. During an eclipse season, the sensation of time can literally stretch, speed up, freeze, and fold. Timelines themselves have the ability to dramatically shift. Eclipses are mysterious, and history demonstrates the potency of these portals. The Babylonians were the first astrologers known through history to track the cycles of eclipses, which are called Saros cycles. Saros cycles allows a historian to note eclipses like the broad strokes of paint on a canvas, demonstrating that eclipses can run over thousands of years. Therefore, what a human will experience in a life cycle is only the blink of an eye within the greater story that is running through any eclipse narrative. Astrologers like Ficino and Pico had rejected this sort of language, and Kepler had a mission to reform astrology, desiring to use eclipses and other astronomical affairs to avert war and bring stability to the people. And I have to say, in many ways, Kepler is a man after my own heart. I studied him quite a bit when I was getting my Master of Arts in Cultural Astronomy and Astrology through the Sophia Center. I'm so grateful that I went on that path of knowledge because it has greatly assisted me in my technical studies of astrology. And to know this rich history of the astrologers that have come before, to know that people have been so curious and tracking time for generations and generations. An eclipse season is really a time that you may engage your presence so that you may awaken to the medicine of your life. This is a time to walk with compassion, to lean upon the practices and the tools you have mastered for enhanced support. Eclipses bring truth, truth that one needs to see, know, and feel within their personal life and in the collective reality, despite how uncomfortable the results may be. And if you're interested in learning more about eclipses and how to feel empowered through this time of turbulence and magnified transformation, I invite you to join in the 6-day mini course that I've crafted just for you. It's called Eclipse Empowerment. And each day you receive content that will help you to demystify this eclipse portal. The first eclipse of 2024 was aligned on Monday, the 25th, moon day. And this eclipse ranged from 12:53 a.m. till 5:32 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So we have already passed through this threshold. The maximum eclipse was visible at 3:12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this eclipse was visible throughout a good majority of North America, South America, the Pacific, most of Europe, Africa, Australia, and Antarctica. Because this eclipse has such a wide visibility, it is offering closure to so much of humanity here on Earth. And the full moon marrying with the south node in Libra opposed the stellium, this Aries stellium that we are sitting with over the course of the next few weeks that will be threading our entire eclipse season. And this Aries stellium includes the Sun in Aries, the North Node in Aries, Chiron in Aries, and Mercury retrograde in Aries. Now, to be clear, Mercury hasn't technically shifted retrograde. That will happen on the 1st of April. However, we're in the shadow of this Mercury retrograde. And so this particular eclipse portal is heavily influenced by Mercury retrograde. And if you've been following Stars, Stones, and Stories, you know that I've spoken about how Mercury connects to Hermes, connects to Thoth, to Huti. To Huti as the crafter of language and math and hieroglyphs, astrology and astronomy, and so many sacred, subtle arts. To Huti teaching you how to read the signs and symbols of life. And when Mercury goes retrograde, this is an invitation, it is an opportunity to slow down and to allow yourself to sink deeper into liminal spaces. As this eclipse season is so emphasized with the Sun, North Node, Chiron, Mercury, and also Eris alignment, this is pointing to a balance that is needed between your individual needs and how you interplay with all of your relationships. This particular full moon lunar eclipse, trining Pluto in Aquarius and opposing Neptune in Pisces, is revealing where delusion and distortions have led beings astray. This eclipse encourages you to realign your inner world and to stay committed to the dream. And that means being willing to close doors, being willing to let go of relationships that are no longer serving, being willing to draw the boundaries that are going to help you nourish and flourish within this world so that you can bring your dream to life. Every single one of us, our soul, your super consciousness, your higher self, has a great dream. And when we look to the North Node in your cosmic blueprint, you have keys to understanding what that dream is. And just like every individual soul has a dream, every ancestral lineage is carrying a collective dream. And we, as the human family, are also carrying a collective dream. We, as the inhabitants of Earth, are carrying a collective dream. And this dream is desiring to come to life. And as Saturn is in Pisces, it is so key that we are nourishing the proper, healthy foundations and structures to build a dream for the long haul, for the long vision. This is about being very intentional and devotional, taking things step by step, brick by brick, with love, with prayer, with gratitude for what is. With Aries season bringing this powerful alignment with the sun, our inner willpower, our personality, how we're meant to shine bright in this incarnation, the North Node, the collective dream, the collective Dharma, the collective destiny, Chiron, this ability to be the maverick healer, to create maverick healing in your own life, which means acknowledging and going through the process that it takes to unveil the traumas, the wounds, that which you've struggled with in life, and to allow that to be a platform to elevate you into higher consciousness, to rise above the drama and the trauma timelines, and to become a spiritually mature human that can be of service here on Earth, that can be of service to your brothers and sisters of humanity. Mercury, wishing to communicate from that liminal space. Mercury asking you to read between the lines, to open the inner ear, to open the inner vision, to open your heart, to open your instinctual kinetic abilities as Mercury is in Aries. And then Eris, goddess of discord, being willing to call the kettle black, being willing to acknowledge the elephant under the rug, being willing to stand and speak for truth in the face of adversity and in the face of being publicly shamed, being willing to carry your frequency of truth, which is paramount in this year of the dragon. And I wish to invite you to join Ma Magic, and then you get to circle up in these full moon cosmic sound healing ceremonial journeys every single month. You will also receive a new moon transmission with an intention setting guide, an opportunity to circle up with me and our beautiful Ma Magic community on the first quarter moon to meditate together and to witness one another. You will receive last quarter moon reflections and dream time prompts in alignment with the balsamic moon. And our Ma Magic community is such a beautiful circle of wisdom keepers, and it is a way to take your cosmic blueprint and travel consciously through the astrological cycles and weather in a private space that is very lovingly tended. I would be so honored if you were to join us in Ma Magic. And again, you can also sign up for that at Earthseed Temple Arts. I want to say that I feel that Goddess Ma'at has been holding a very strong frequency for all of us on Earth, especially in the last 6 months since the October eclipses, Venus retrograde of 2023. And there's this great transformation that is stirring. And I myself have been in my own internal deep process since I returned from my 8th pilgrimage to Kemet at the end of June of 2023. In July of last year, I began my Uranus opposition, which is part of the triad of the midlife activations every human on Earth will experience as their rite of passage. Within my own unique blueprint, my Uranus is in a T-square to the north and south nodes of fate. Therefore, I have been literally living in a grand cross since last July, and this will come to a close in late April, and all I have to say is thank goddess. As intense as an understatement in regards to what I've been feeling on the daily for many, 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 many moons. And so I just want to thank you, those of you who are here, circled up, listening in stars, stones, and stories. I know these episodes have been quite sporadic over the last months. When I look back on 2023, I am like in awe of all of the portals I traveled through, going to Tamil Nadu at the beginning of the year and going into the Navagraha, these 9 holy planetary temples that house these deities of the planets, where there has been healthy mutual reciprocity between humanity and the divine for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And just to step into those spaces was truly, truly, truly otherworldly. A few months later, I found myself in Avalon in Wales, stewarding, tending the Dragon Lines pilgrimage. And then a couple of months later, I found myself back in Kemet, stewarding Dream Seed incubation with the Blue Lotus pilgrimage. And so I landed back home here in Appalachia and began my Uranus opposition. Venus went retrograde. Venus finally cleared the shadow, and then it was eclipse season. And I have just been doing a lot of deep, deep, deep healing. In fact, I was sharing about this in my last Venusian love notes. And I want to say, just thank you so much for everyone who continues to read my Venusian love notes, who continues to circle up here in stars, stones, and stories. I think you can hear why things have been so erratic. And with my Uranus opposition, I'm being called to restructure my work in many, many capacities, and it's really exciting. And it has required a lot of visioning and truly a lot of deep internal healing. So much so that I've had to go deep into some dark places and really slow down and rewire and reprogram my own nervous system. And I wrote, "This sensation feels pretty much how it sounds. Like you are laying on a slab and pinned down from your 2 hands and feet, being stretched within every cell of your body. Meanwhile, electrical currents run through the body, which bring in a great inspiration and elevated consciousness, clearing out the debris from this incarnation. However, you can't take action. The sensation is tight, powerful, unnerving, amplified, and spinning as there's this great desire to take action. And yet, stillness. One cannot move. You must witness from the depths within." My own personal experience ultimately is of service to each one of you, because my willingness to go deep within and do my own heavy lifting and transformation allows me to continue to serve and to bring others to the gates of the doorways within their own consciousness where another ego death must be faced. And I found myself giving many of my offerings to this crucible of deep transformation, this crucible that makes me think of Nephis, and Nephis is our guide in Ma magic for the Pisces new moon, which we're still under this Pisces new moon lunation. And Nephis, she is the sister of Isis. She is the twin. She carries the chalice. And the chalice is representing the dark void. And I think about this so much when we're in an eclipse portal, especially at the lunar eclipse gate, because the void wishes for you to give to it, to give the offerings, to let go. And the beauty of life is that when we let go, and when we let go with grace and gratitude, and in a very generous way, the divine can then alchemize that into massive transformation and an abundance, a multitude of gifts that one never even imagined. So I share my story with you in hopes that it is medicine for you and that it inspires you in your own life to be willing to let go of that which is no longer serving you, even if you love it so much. Sometimes we have to let go of the things that we're really passionate about and we really care a lot about, but the timing may just not be aligned for us. And when we let go and we let go with that grace and that gratitude, we open a space for something so much more profound to take form. And the beauty of this life, of this multiverse, is that which is truly yours will never pass you by. It will always come in the most divine timing. And one of the things that is going to be transforming a lot within Earthseed Temple Arts are my one-on-one offerings. And so if you're feeling called to receive some clarity around your cosmic blueprint, your astrology, I invite you to invest in booking a session with me. The link is in the show notes. You can also just go to Earthseed Temple Arts and click on the top purple bar, and that'll bring you straight to my booking link. Because I am going to be letting go a lot of my one-on-one offerings, I will continue to practice in all the ways that I do, but I'm in the process of crafting some really unique, special ways to work one-on-one with me. And they are going to require people to invest in working long-term with me, because I know that I am here to serve people in their rites of passage of great transformation. In truth, I can only do that with people who are willing to journey with me for at least 6 months or more. And so I will be letting go of the drop-in sessions. It makes my heart a little sad to say that, but it's time. It's time, because I really want to guide people who want to go deep. And we can go deep in 60 minutes, but we can go a lot more deep over the course of 6 months and have much more expansion and exchange and invigoration and stability, and true alchemy can occur. So, as you know, we've gone through the equinox portal. We're still in the season of equinox. Here in the north, we've welcomed in spring, Ostara. And in the south, our brothers and sisters have welcomed in Mabon, fall equinox. And this is such a special time of year. All equinoxes are. But for us in the north, when we hit spring equinox, it is amplified because the zodiacal wheel of the year rebirths with the zodiac of Aries. And so all of us on the planet are experiencing the sensation of rebirth and rejuvenation. And equinox is bringing in that balance of light and dark, the inner world and the outer world, the conscious and unconscious, the balance within and without, change and healing. And as we consider Ostara, Eostar, day and night are equal, reminding one that every action has a reaction. The egg is a symbol of rebirth and fertility in nature. So you are invited to meditate on the cosmic egg of life over the next couple of weeks, representing the masculine and the feminine, the light and the dark, expansion and contraction, conscious and unconscious, continuity and balance, potential, seed, and promise are ripe. As the dragon energy of our earth is waking up and stirring, the dragon energy within you is rising. And I do encourage you to make sure you're receiving my weekly love letters, the Venusian love notes, because I will be sharing some ritual ideas, some celebrations you can do. As the moon is now waning and we're in this period of equinox, some ways that you can give offerings and bring in ceremony at this time. This Aries energy as the I am present is emerged as the first sign of the zodiac, as the archetype of the ram, being the leader, the pioneer, the warrior, the risk taker, the daredevil. This is when one is fearless and action oriented and desiring adventure, coming from innocence, desiring play and to be courageous and enterprising. Aries energy is meant to be independent and to develop self-awareness. And so every one of us on the earth, because the sun is in Aries and the North Node and Chiron and Mars and Eris, there's very much a call to embrace your true self, your true identity, that which is uniquely you. And with this lunar eclipse that is washing away, waning away, one of the particular calls has been to let go of the relationships that hold you back from your true identity. Many of us have suppressed our true identities out of fear of being rejected or not wanted. However, when you step into your truth, when you step into your inner authority, you begin to shift your frequency and magnetize to you the caliber of people that reflect this new frequency. And as this is the year of the young wood dragon, this is a year of great growth, of action, and of inner alchemy that is so necessary, that only comes through when you own your inner authority and your truth. Dragons connect to serpents, connect to DNA. And this is a powerful time to watch your language, to be mindful of how you speak, how you use your vibration of your voice and your tongue as an extension of your spine. These are the mysteries we dive into deeply in elemental Kundalini yoga as we learn to move our spines in very particular ways and learn to move our tongues to open the spaces and places, the portals within our bodies where we shut down, where we silenced ourselves, where we stopped speaking our truth. And the dragon energy, as it is stirring and awakening, desires for you to create with sounds, to create with sacred words, as you do this, you are, whether conscious of it or not, weaving a web of sacred geometry, a field, a frequency that brings, that magnetizes your destiny alive, so that you may delight in the sacred life, so that you may receive the blessings of synchronicity. As one considers the earth herself, the meridians of energy that run through the earth can be referred to as dragon paths, ley lines, or fairy lines. These lines meander through all of the sacred sites of our earth, through all of the pyramids, seen and unseen. There is so much consciousness for you to receive through your body temple and in this holy life. And now is the time to awaken to the places you have been asleep and numb and checked out, where you have been disillusioned by the overculture and the mind virus that desires to feed you bread and circus and keep you full on empty illusions. However, you know you came here for so much more. Your sparkling soul is like a shooting star, a jeweled galaxy, a curious crystal that is seeking alignment to expand your auric field, to manifest your healing abilities, to create meaningful and magical experiences, and to know how to embrace the ritual of life. The dragon is a power animal, a spark of celestial source that carries divine fire. The dragon knows the magical powers of the multiverse and is a guardian of knowledge, of treasure, of magic, and of the elements. And working with dragon medicine will assist you in alchemy. I created a really beautiful guided meditation within an event I held in February called Behold the Dragon, and the recording is still available. And if you're interested in receiving that, you can email support@earthseedtemplearts.com for that recording. And there's this beautiful complimentary community within the Earthseed Temple Arts inner circle that people are coming in who have a love of dragons, and we're exploring this treasure hunt and exchanging ideas and information about dragons. So perhaps you too are called into this circle. We would love to have you there. As this is the year of the dragon and Pluto, the renewer, the redeemer, the transformer is in Aquarius. Saturn is in Pisces. Mercury is now in the shadow of retrograde and will station retrograde at the Sabian symbol of nature. Spirits are seen at work in the light of sunset. You are being invited to attune to the potency of the invisible forces of nature. This coming month of April is going to really explode our senses in many ways and continue to open our collective consciousness. The astrology is going to greatly intensify. And so I invite you to make sure you are tending to yourself this eclipse season. Again, I want to invite you to join in the mini course I created, Eclipse Empowerment, where I go into depth about time bending and how you may consciously bend time. And if you're interested in knowing more about that and having support through this period of great transformation, know that this mini course is for those who desire to navigate change with confidence and an astute awareness of eclipses from an astrological and astronomical perspective. I truly look forward to meeting with you in the mystery, in eclipse empowerment, in Mom Magic, in a one-on-one divination session. And finally, I just want to say, if you want to have a deep and lasting experience of time bending, perhaps you're called to one of the most powerful initiations one could experience in life. This year, I am hosting Time Bending with the Temples of Eternity, Your Ka Body Frequency Elevation, 30th of October through 19th of November, 2024. This is a pilgrimage welcoming all initiates. We will begin in Upper Egypt, in Aswan, and we will travel up through Middle Egypt and to the Sun Temples of Giza. It is going to be a very powerful, powerful pilgrimage, and it will be like a grand tour of all of the most important and influential temples and pyramids of Kemet. I will be circling up with those who have a desire to pilgrim in April. So do make sure you get on the VIP list so that you're included in that invite. Thank you so much for circling up here in Stars, Stones, and Stories. I look forward to continuing to weave with you through these podcasts, through the Venusian Love Notes, and through the other amazing offerings that are beginning to sprout in Earthseed Temple Arts. I want to give gratitude to you, to your lineage, to your bloodline, to your star lines, and give gratitude to Goddess Ma'at and Nephis for holding the field, Goddess Isis and Neet for holding the field in this most potent eclipse season. May there be peace to the east. May there be peace to the south. May there be peace to the west. May there be peace to the north. May that peace radiate, spiral out through the cosmos, beyond our Milky Way galaxy, throughout the multiverse, and spiral back, back, back through the atmosphere of Earth, threading deep into your heart, anchoring deep into your heart, settling your nervous system, settling your psyche. Many, many, many blessings to you and yours on this eclipse portal. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for sharing sacred space. I invite you to dive into my offerings of alchemical astrology, mystery school teachings, and global pilgrimages at earthseedtemplearts.com. Ensure you are receiving my weekly Venusian love notes delivered each Friday to your inbox, and you can sign up for those at Earthseed Temple Arts. You may follow me on YouTube at Earthseed Temple Arts, Instagram at Earthseed Temple Arts, and also at Stars, Stones, and Stories on Instagram, where you will receive regular insights and updates about our current cosmic weather. My prayer is that you fully awaken to the reality that you are a hologram for the collective. By being fierce in your authentic truth, you have the opportunity to elevate life on this exquisite planet Earth. Crystallize your medicine.